David Cates fought back tears at times today as he asked the parole board to deny parole to Autumn Savoy, saying the young man withheld information that could have prevented the slaughter of Cates' wife, Kimberly, and the slashing of his daughter in their Mount Vernon home. Board Chair Pierre Moran says it made their job difficult.
You see a grown man crying because of his wife getting killed and his daughter being severely wounded and traumatized for life.
Nevertheless, he said the board followed the law by granting parole to Savoy on his first of two consecutive sentences. The young man begins serving his next 2.5 to 6-year sentence in May. From Concord, New Hampshire, Carl Stevens, WBC News Radio 1030.